Hi, thanks for joining us on Hometown to Hollywood. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide and Young Hollywood Actors. And today my guest on this podcast is actor and musician Jett Jurgensmeyer. Jett is best known for his work on Last Man Standing, American Sniper, Ferdinand, The Stinky and Dirty Show, Shimmer and Shine, and Tots. His debut album featuring new single Parachute is out now. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Brighton Hall, a school for young professionals in Los Angeles. For child actors, balancing work and school can be tough. Afternoon auditions and long days on set are just part of the business. Many schools have strict attendance policies, while homeschooling lacks community and guidance. Brighton Hall is the perfect combination of academics and flexibility. Their short school day and light workload is geared towards students whose afternoons are spent pursuing their dreams. Brighton Hall's small class size allows for a more personal learning experience, and course material is available online for actors on set. Find out more at brightonhallschool.org. Also, to build a better community, Brighton Hall proudly hosts Brighton Talks, seminars for young performers. These events connect families with industry professionals and provide advice, resources, and networking opportunities. Register now for free at brightontalks.com. Coming up on Tuesday, March 17 at 6 p.m., veteran actor and acting coach John Diacchino will talk about what it takes to be excellent. Jett, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. You are exceptionally successful for somebody who's as young as you are.
Thank you very much.
When did you know you wanted to be an actor?
Well, I started acting at four. We had some friends, the Mandrell sisters, very popular country music artists. Their mother, Mary Mandrell, they're like family to us. They told my parents, hey, why don't you try acting with him? And they were like, all right. And so at four, I went out on my first audition and ended up getting the role. And I fell in love with it.
Unusual.
Yes, I am. And I thought it was awesome. I mean, I got to meet new people all the time and get to be in front of a camera. I just like entertaining. So if I get to be in front of a camera, that's pretty cool doing it.
It is very cool. And it's cool to be able to do it, you know, whether you get paid or not. But you actually are a successful professional.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have someone who inspired you?
I did. I mean, my parents actually have always been there for me, and they worked hard young, so now that they can be with me 24/7 and help me and support my dream. So really, they were one of my big inspirations and still are to this day. And me wanting to work hard and do school and get the next job is really because of them. And
yeah.
Following their lead.
It's like a kind of ethic that you
had
the modeling for you all along.
Yes, ma'am. That's kind of my whole family is all kind of like that. So I'm glad to be surrounded by people like that.
It makes a big difference, you know, to have role models in your immediate vicinity.
It does.
Not everybody's that fortunate, but if you're not that fortunate, you can still look around and find people whose values you like and appreciate and model on them.
Absolutely. I work with Tim Allen and Nancy Travis. I think they're phenomenal people. Nancy is just, she's so nice for such a famous actress. She's just nice. She's just kind to be around. And I think that's really good to have as you continue growing in your life.
I agree completely. It's actually been my experience, too, that the vast majority of people who we could say are, you know, successful in the industry or, you know, are at the top or however you care to phrase that, almost all of them are really nice people.
They are. I saw Ed Sheeran. He said one time in a documentary, he said, you know, the key is to just be nice. Honestly, and look at where that's gotten him.
Yeah.
When I met him, he was very nice. Very nice person. Yeah. And that's what I try to do.
It's a big deal. Because, I mean, honestly, the world is filled with talented people. There's not a shortage of talented people. But, you know, are they talented people that you want to work with?
Yes, ma'am.
People that,
exactly.
You know, you want to risk millions of dollars on or maybe spend years of your life with, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And the nice factor, the character factor, however you care to slice that, it's really real. And it makes a big difference. And I think part of why we find so many, you know, nice people at the top of the industry is because you're not going to make it that far if you're not a good person, because people have other choices.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so good for you for figuring that out. So you got started because your family knew the Mandrell sisters.
Yes, ma'am. So I've been around music and entertainment my whole life. I mean, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, so you're going to be involved in some way or another. My parents owned a restaurant at the time called the Nashville Palace, which is still there in Nashville. And when I was three, I would start by getting on stage and I would sing and I'd tell jokes. And like I said earlier, I like entertaining. So I fell in love with it there. And we, Erlene Mandrell, she was actually in one of our variety shows that we'd have every few nights. And that's where I got my start, really. As I'd come up on stage, I'd sing, I'd play my little guitar. And I just loved it. So that's kind of how I got started.
How you got your start. So then you, at some point when you're four, you audition for something, you book it. Then, you know, did you get an agent?
Or I did. What happened with that? So, again, the Mandrell family, they were friends with my agent to this day in Nashville, Mark Block at the Block Agency. We went in, we met with him, and he was super nice. He, like, my mom or dad, they can text him at any time, anywhere, and he'll respond. And he's one of our good friends now.
Yeah.
And that's always great when you can have somebody that you work with be a good friend.
It is. I mean, it's really what it's unusual to get a wonderful relationship at that level, but it's what you want to aim for.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're lucky.
And he's just a fun person to be around.
So he's been your agent since you were four.
He has. And he's actually the one that suggested we come out here to California and meet with my old manager, my first manager, and my other agent that we have out here as well.
Okay, so you have an agent in L.A. and an agent in Nashville.
I do, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
and ma'am. A manager?
I do not have a manager currently. I used to have a manager, but...
Yeah, the critical thing is the agent. You don't always need a manager. All my manager friends are...
Your manager
are
friends.
Frowning at me virtually right now. I know. But you gotta have an agent.
It is
to get,
truth.
You know, and managers are a little more, I will say, you know, a good manager can be worth their weight in gold, you know, but we had our own adventures with that as well.
My parents are very active mm-hmm. in my career and in my life, so.
They're hands-on right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. What has your school experience been like? Because if you've been working professionally since you were four, I'm guessing it's been a little bit different.
To a certain extent. I mean, I'm homeschooled.
Okay.
I've been homeschooled my whole life. And people think that I'm homeschooled because of acting. But my parents actually wanted to homeschool me anyways before I even started acting. And I've got into my routine. It's normal for me now. I get up in the morning. I do school. I do school till the end of the day. And I see my friends, I be with my family, practice, and it's not super different from my friends that go to real school, or regular school, I should say.
Homeschooling is real school.
Real school, I'm sorry. to go to regular school, other than the fact that they have to leave their house. I mean, I still have a desk, I still have my books that I have to do. Math, ugh.
Why is it that actors have such a hard time with math?
I'm normally pretty good at it, but now that I'm, you know, this is my first year of high school, so now everything's kind of bigger.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's really important to get the basics, because the other thing I see is so many actors and artists in general, they're like, la, 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 when it comes to math. And then when they're adults, it bites them, because if you're not, like, confident with numbers and math and basic financial stuff, those are the people where you see the terrible, terrible, tragic stories.
That's,
you know,
true,
right?
And that's what my parents are trying to put in me, because... They're not going to be around forever, and I'm going to have to do... No, I didn't mean... My mom just gave me the little shocked look. I didn't mean it like that. No, I meant, like, I'm going to have to be able to be an adult at some point.
Yeah.
So math is something that I think I'm pretty good at it. I just finished my whole science course for the year, and I aced everything. So,
and it's like
good.
Early March. Good
it
job.
It is, yes.
That feels good. Well, and that's one of the neat things about homeschooling, too, is you have that flexibility that you frankly need, mm-hmm. you know, in your line of work, but
yes,
you
ma'am.
Can get ahead on stuff.
Absolutely. Since I'm homeschooled, I can do school from my phone as well, so on the way here, on the way home, I'm doing school the whole ride.
That's brilliant. I love that. Well, and you're clearly very motivated, too.
Yes, ma'am.
So how important has training been for you? Have you done any training?
I have on my singing side. Uh-huh. I've never actually taken an acting class or anything like that. My agent actually didn't want me to.
Interesting.
But on the singing side, my voice coach is Eric Vitro.
Oh, I know Eric.
Yes, phenomenal. And it's really, his exercises that he's given me have really helped me as a singer. I do them before I do voiceover work. I do them before I go into the studio just to do live action as well. And I do it before I get on stage to sing.
I think vocal training is incredibly important. And I mean, if you're going to sing professionally or even not professionally, but if you're going to sing much at all, you want to have some basic technique down because you can really hurt yourself.
Absolutely. That's exactly the thing. You can hurt your voice if...
And then on top of that, the flip side of it is, you know, you can do a lot better, sound a lot better, have a much better breath control, have a much greater range.
Absolutely. Or if you're like me and you go to Six Flags and yell all day and then have to sing at night, you might want to make sure that you do your vocal warm-ups before you perform that night.
That's right, Jen, you might.
Absolutely. Hypothetically speaking, if that were to happen.
That is funny. Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.